On today's programme, heating versus eating. €1,400 worse off after Budget 2026. We hear from the Disability Coalition as they call for an emergency winter payment ahead of their Dáil protest on Tuesday next. No Country for Young Men and Women. Political reaction to a report on the number of Irish graduates leaving or thinking of moving abroad. And as taxi drivers suspend their six-day national shutdown pending the outcome of a government meeting, we ask, what next for the drivers and their passengers? Good afternoon and welcome to Saturday with me, Claire Brock. Do get in touch if you want to be part of our discussion here in studio today. You can text us on 51551 or send us a WhatsApp message on 0870 32 32 32. You can also email saturday@rte.ie. We're live now on the RTE News app, and if you prefer to watch us, we're live on the RTE News channel. Let me introduce the panel joining us this weekend. They are Neil Richmond, Minister of State for International Development and the Diaspora and TD for Dublin Rathdown; Cian O'Callaghan, Deputy Leader of the Social Democrats and TD for Dublin Bay North and Party Spokesperson on Finance, Public Expenditure, Infrastructure, Public Service Reform and Digitalisation; and from our Athlone studio today by Claire Curran, Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon, Galway and Party Spokesperson on Children, Disability and Equality. You're all very welcome along to the programme. But first this afternoon, on Tuesday next, a coalition of disability groups will gather outside the Dáil to protest at cuts in services for people with a disability. They say it's left them up to €1,400 worse off. Many, they say, have been left with a choice between heating and eating. Let's hear now from Joan Carthy, the Irish Wheelchair Association's National Advocacy Manager. You're welcome to the programme, Joan. Heating versus eating. It's a grim statement, and sadly, we've heard it before. You're saying this year it is a reality for your members.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on this afternoon. It's very much a reality, and it has been over the last good few years for people with disabilities, but this year even more so. And I suppose it's really important for people to realise that heating or eating is not a slogan. It's very much a reality for people with disabilities. And in the budget announcements that were laid out for next year, all once-off payments have been cut with nothing put in its place. So for all of the different once-off payments that went across the cost of living crisis and the supports for people with disabilities, we are left over €1,400 worse off this year. So it means that people are really, really going to struggle in the cold weather.
Joan, you're hearing from members availing now of food banks, are you?
Absolutely are, and more so. I think everybody kind of understands the indignity of having to do that. But even from an accessibility point of view, to try and get down to where a food bank might be, whether it's accessible, whether you're able to actually get down there in the first place, whether you have the transport to be able to access these food banks. All of those are issues that people have to take into account when when trying to get food.
Because there are those permanent extra costs related to transport, related to health, social supports, and all those other daily needs. So, Joan, you're saying people are now €1,400 worse off. I mean, break down that figure for us and how you came to it.
Sure. There was a disability support grant, which was €400. There's a living alone allowance, which is €200. There was a fuel allowance, and these are once-off payments, so there was a fuel allowance of €300. There was a double October payment, which was €254, that was last year, and then there was electricity credits for €250. So the fuel allowance, I suppose, alone in the budget, there was a €5 weekly rise in that. So I suppose that overall loss is 160. But we also have to take into account that the government saw fit to raise carbon tax. So with that raise of the carbon tax, that completely wipes out the €5 weekly raise that they had put in the first place.
Now, we were told in this budget that people with disabilities would be prioritised. What had you be been promised, or what had you been expecting from government, given what was said in the run-up to the election?
I think there's two different ways of looking and seeing the budget. I suppose we need to take a step back, I suppose, to the what was promised in the elections and then the programme for government. And in both of those, the government kind of ran on disability issues. So what we saw kind of then following through in the budget was, yes, there was an uplift in money put into services for people with disabilities. But we have to remember there's only 10% of the disability population that actually accesses services. But on top of that, what we're looking at is needing money to survive on a daily basis. And there was nothing put in. So we have a government who has been talking about a cost of disability payment for people with disabilities based on a report that they did in 2021, and that would have shown that people with disabilities have anything up to 8,500 to 11,500 euro extra annually that they have to pay out on all sorts of different things, and figure obviously is after rising.
Do you believe that's been ignored by government? Because, as you say, you know, they recognise the extra costs of disabilities. You've outlined them. It's been very much a concern of all parties, but nothing has been done, in your view, to address that.
It's absolutely been ignored in action. I suppose is the best way of putting it, because there's still lots of conversations happening around it. They have it in the National Human Rights Strategy for Disabled People. It's in there as something to work on next year. And again, as I said, the budget, which was the first budget of the new government, has completely missed out on that. And what they're doing is leaving people with disabilities struggling.
Joan, will you give us a picture? Because we can talk about figures and stats all we like, and the extra payments that are needed. Tell us what your members are experiencing this winter right now, and why their needs are so great that has brought you to the streets, to outside the Dáil this coming week.
Well, I suppose one email that we got in very recently, and this kind of reflects what's going on around the country, was a woman who has a disability and she has children. And as she was writing the email, she said that she was crying. She feels that she should be much stronger and should be able to cope with this. But her major worry is that she will not be able to put food on the table or keep her children warm going into this winter. And I think that's the sort of voice an experience that's happening right across the country for people with disabilities. And I suppose vulnerable is used quite a lot for people with disabilities, but we're only vulnerable because of society and because of government's decisions not to put money where it's needed.
And right now, a coalition of disability groups, including from your own association, are coming together and they're going to protest outside the Dáil on Tuesday. You will be expecting a big turnout there, I assume, despite the difficulties, I suppose, with public transport issues and the difficulties that poses for your members, but expecting a big turnout. Joan Carthy, appreciate talking to you today. We're going to put this now to our panel. I'm joined by Minister Neil Richmond. When you hear that, faced with a choice between heating their homes and putting food on the table, Minister, what do you say to that? Because your government produced a budget that claimed to be targeted at those who would need it most, and that you wouldn't be giving universal payments to everyone, but that those who needed it would get it this winter. They're not, according to Joan Carthy, we've just heard.
No, and I think it's very important to state why we removed the one-off payments that had existed. They were of their time. They were in response to the cost of living crisis on foot of coming out of COVID and Russia's war in Ukraine. But equally, they weren't targeted. And the biggest criticism we got, that these weren't targeted. Every TD, people talk about the electricity credit, every TD got that. Did we need that? No, we didn't. So we removed that. But it's not that we've done nothing in its place. And I think this is really, really clear. Joan speaks about in relation to the increase. There is a raft of increases, particularly for the services, as she's mentioned, it's a 20% increase. It's not nothing. It is really important. And we hope that increase will also allow more people to access that, to go beyond their 100%. But in terms of the actual increases that are targeted, a €10 increase on the weekly payment for everyone in receipt of it, a double Christmas payment which is being paid this week. We've increased the level of child support. She mentioned the fuel allowance. We've also increased the amount of people who are not only eligible to receive the fuel allowance, but they're able to maintain.
But people with disabilities said that there was that €300 one-off payment for fuel allowance. That's been reduced now with this €5 weekly rise. So maybe more people are getting in the net. But actually, for their members, they're seeing a loss of €160 on that front. Then the disability support grant is gone. The living alone allowance is gone. The October double payment, is that gone? It is gone. That's according.
Well, that was nearly 18 months ago, the October double payment. We're talking.
All right,
about
but we're seeing the cost of seeing the cost of living rises now. We're seeing that the emergency credits, the electricity credits that people did benefit from in the past few years, all be removed for a very vulnerable group of people. What do you say to that, Minister?
And that's to say, they're being removed for everyone because those vulnerable people were getting them. But unfortunately, everyone was getting a lot of the payments that you mentioned there. But we are increasing other payments and we are working forward to other payments. There is talk about the need for an emergency payment. There is always the supplementary welfare allowance. If anyone needs to do that, they can always go to their community welfare office. That is there. But we're making sure that we're actually putting in permanent increases. These aren't things that we have to debate every year.
But I do need to get you on that figure of €1,400. Like, they've done the maths here, but they don't even need to do that to know that they're really feeling the pinch this winter. I mean, how do you say you're increasing benefits to people with disabilities when they've done the sums and say they're €1,400 worse off?
Well, I think it was interesting when the sums were put out there, the only one return that we got was, oh, well, there's a 5-weekly increase in the fuel allowance. And there's been considerably more. And what the big point, and this is really thing, and it's often lost in the debate, these are permanent changes to make sure that they only go on an upwards basis. So people aren't going in going like, well, will we get a one-off measure? Will we get an emergency payment? We'll know what it is. It's a stable, consistent one and will increase
the
overall
budget. What we're hearing is
budget.
They're relying on that payment. They're relying on those payments to get them through the winter.
Those payments lasted for about two and a half of the last couple of years. They came in and they went out. Now we have permanent increases that they'll be banked. But equally, we're actually spreading out the eligibility of people who are able to access them, who need to access them. This is the targeted response to budgeting that everyone's been calling for, and this is it in practice. It's going to move forward. There is also going to be a new disability payment that we have been working on, and the Minister for Disability is now moving to move that into action next year as well.
So there
is a lot.
I'm just thinking for this coalition who are gathering outside the Dáil on Tuesday. And next year really isn't good enough.
Well, they wouldn't be gathering outside the Dáil if they were happy with their current situation. We acknowledge that. We're not dismissing their claim, by the way. We are fully engaging with this coalition on an individual basis in terms of organisations and when it got raised up. But what we have consistently said, we can't rely on a future of coming up to every budget season, we get hit by the opposition to raise 100 different payments on a one-off basis. That's not sustainable. We are consistently raising payments and also making sure that people can rely on those.
Kino Callaghan, I want to get your view on this. You heard what Joan had to say, their concerns about how they're worse off this winter. And across all areas, it strikes a chord that the very vulnerable group in society, and that's a group of people with disabilities, are among those who experience the highest rates of poverty. What do you say to the Minister's response?
The Minister is playing around with words here. Disabled people are €1,400 worse off as a result of the budget than they were beforehand. It's callous, it's cruel. It is one of the most, I cannot understand for the life of me why the government have chosen to do this. We are in a situation in the country where we've never had as much resources. This is the biggest budget in the history of the state. It was a €9.4 billion extra spending and extra tax measures budget. There was huge amount of room to not only not cut incomes for people with disabilities, but actually to improve things. I can't recall a situation ever in Ireland or in any country in the world where the economy is doing so well, the tax take is doing so well, and yet there's severe cuts on the incomes of disabled people. There's no justification for it at all. I was in the Irish Wheelchair Association a number of weeks ago in Clontarf for my constituency meeting with disabled people who were just heartbroken that the government had decided to do this. They couldn't understand why they've been singled out to have such a sharp reduction in their supports. Talking about measures next year is of no good to someone who's trying to heat their home now and put food on the table.
And yet what we hear from government was there is this disability strategy in place. It is critically important to them. And there has been a significant investment in disability services in recent years and in the most recent budget. What would you say to that?
And to be very clear, disability services have been very poorly funded for a number of years. And as Joan Carty said there, 10% of disabled people access disability services. So the fact that that overdue funding is coming in place now, yes, that is a welcome step back in where we should be. But that's of no benefit to people whose incomes have been slashed by €1,400. And that's in the context, remember, when Fine Gael came to office, they, for example, they abolished the transport grant for people with disabilities, which was a measure to help people get into work and participate in society. Abolished, never been replaced. Life is already very tough and very difficult and very challenging for disabled people because of decisions like that. We have the highest unemployment rate for disabled people in Europe. The report by the OECD a number of years ago saying you need to do different measures to address that by the government hasn't been implemented. We still have the highest unemployment rate for disabled people.
Can I just make a very brief just for clarity, important because I was the Minister of Employment when we received that report.
And we still have the highest number and rate of disability unemployment in Europe.
Can I just make a point? And I'm not arguing with the overall point because I agree with you. We have far too many people with disabilities who aren't able to access the workplace. But there has been concrete changes to allow them. And I've personally worked with the organisations to break down those barriers in terms of training, in terms of physical access, in terms of everything else. So I think if you're going to quote a report that is 3.5 years old, we have to say that the changes have happened. You've welcomed progress in terms of disability funding. You have to acknowledge that these changes
I think you have to acknowledge that we have the highest disability unemployment rate in Europe. And that's still the case. And you've just implemented a €1,400 cut in the incomes of people with disabilities.
Playing politics with that.
No, I'm not playing politics.
You make the point in relation to access to workforce. More and more people with disabilities are accessing the workforce now than ever before. That is progress. You'd be hammering us if we weren't progress, so you have to announce it. You're personalising, okay, making a callous thing, but you're not talking about the budgetary situation as a whole. And this is the easy thing to do. You will demand that we increase all payments by €20, that we maintain all the one-off payments, and then you'll give out to us about reckless with the political finance.
At this point, I'd like to bring Claire Curran, Sinn Féin spokesperson on disability, into the conversation. Claire, you've been hearing all this and the to and fro there between Neil and Keane over what is a very pressing and concerning issue for many people, vulnerable people with disabilities in this country who feel they are being left behind yet again. What do you have to say?
Oh, it's deeply frustrating to listen to the Minister talking about the community welfare officer and fuel allowance and people gathering Tuesday because they're not happy. Not happy. People are cold in their homes. They can't feed their children. We live in a rich country. We are in 2025. You know, if we were in recession or things were tight or we were running a deficit, you might say something about difficult decisions. We have far too many people in this state, our most vulnerable citizens, that are suffering. And nothing the Minister has said will make any shred of difference. When you look at the energy crisis now, the government are doing nothing to support people that are in arrears. They're doing nothing to support people with the costs, and they're actually actively doing nothing to bring the costs down. He's talking about relying on social welfare payments. You can't rely on a social welfare payment. We'll have a circus next year, a five or a tenner, linked to nothing. And then you look then at the community welfare officers. I had a lady in my constituency office a couple of weeks ago, her and her son, it's all day, just the two of them living in their home. He has additional needs. She's rationing fuel. She looked for an additional needs payment. She was refused because she got one already. I went to the minister. That's not the case. We sought the review. Same decision again. Now her choice is wait 10, 12, 15 weeks on appeal or go back and apply again and wait several more weeks and she might get it next February or March, Mary. This is crazy stuff and it's disgusting how people are being left, our most vulnerable people in a rich country.
Do you believe that there should be a cost of disability payment that many, I suppose, of this disability coalition would be calling for? And we've heard that over the years, a special payment to deal with the extra costs that are on people with disabilities.
and this has been another circus. We had an Indicon report in 2021 to acknowledge and say what the gap is in terms of the additional cost of disability. 22 years ago in 2004, we had another Indicon report that the government commissioned, which said the same thing. Yes, we need a cost of disability. We don't keep needing to do reports to tell us we need a cost of disability payment. We need to introduce the cost of disability payment. And we needed to do that and could have done it for the last 20 years. But unfortunately, the government make different decisions and prioritise different cohorts of people.
Let's put that to Neil Richmond. A cost of disability payment. I mean, we've already got a number of texts in on this matter. The government removed one-off supports but didn't target payments for people with disabilities. Neil Richmond is just wrong. There was that increase in the fuel allowance, but electricity prices are off the charts. It's a choice of heating the house or keeping the lights on. And the government has failed on so many levels. I mean, on that, should there be a special payment, a cost of disability payment that is afforded to people?
And there will be a cost of disability payment. Claire,
when are we going to see that payment?
Well, we're now in the implementation stage. Claire references a report in 2004.
But what does that mean?
A lot has happened since 2004 in terms of financial crash and everything else. So I think
What does that mean? It's in its implementation phase.
So the minister has brought in the various organisations. They've had the discussions, and now it's her plan to bring in a proposal on when this will be introduced. That's the next stage.
In a matter of months?
In a matter of weeks. It'll be after the January period.
Have you a figure on how much will be given to people?
Well, I don't have a figure now. That's part of the implementation process.
Okay, Cian, does Social Democrats have an opinion on how much should be given to help people out? I mean, given that what we're hearing about this €1,400 deficit
Under our
that people
budget
are facing
proposals,
right now.
Was using the same envelope of what's available as the government, disabled people would have been €2,200 better off. As opposed to that €1,400 cut. But just when the minister says, well, within the next couple of weeks this is going to happen, let's be very clear, the government are not going to bring in the cost of disability payment in the next couple of weeks. This report that you commissioned as a government in 2021, you've been sitting on it now for the last 4 years. It does not take 4 years to bring in a cost of disability payment. In fact, there was, and this is part of the problem, there was a temporary payment that began to recognise the extra costs that people with disabilities have to meet, but you abolished that and didn't replace it with any measure. There is no excuse for not bringing in this budget a permanent cost of disability payment to help the extra costs and the extra challenges that disabled people face. And it is no good saying, well, we're talking to people and maybe next year we'll do this. And we have it in our programme for government. People cannot live on promises of, well, maybe next year, or we're still talking about it. They are just excuses, and they don't cut it.
Well, let's, if Joan is still with us, we'll bring Joan back on the line. Joan Carthy, you've heard what our panel has had to say to your plight and why you're protesting at the Dáil. How do you respond?
I think the timescale that the minister has just given there, I think, is very disingenuous. There's a lot more consultation that we know has to happen with people with disabilities to try and figure out how that process will move forward. In saying that, I suppose the rally on Tuesday is really about an emergency winter payment, because we know we're not going to get that cost of disability payment in place anytime soon. But
how much are you looking for, Joan?
Support. Well, we're looking for, at the very least, the €400 that was there as a disability support grant for people. I think it'd be hugely important and would go some way to trying to get a bit of heat into the homes of people with disabilities.
All right. Let's get a response from Neil Richmond to that €400, an emergency winter payment. Is that something the government would consider?
I think the government is keen to continue to engage and discuss in a real genuine matter with Joan and not dismiss any of the concerns and see where we can identify it. And I know she's due to meet the new Minister of State for Disability Services.
Would that be considered an emergency winter payment?
It's not a consideration for me to make, but I don't believe it would be at the moment.
You don't believe that will happen? So that protest will go ahead. That is what this Disability Coalition is looking for, and you don't think that the government is going to satisfy their needs?
It wouldn't be for me to declare that I'm not the relevant minister. I'm also not the Department of Public Expenditure. Let's have the discussions on Tuesday with the group.
All right. OK. Well, that protest taking place next Tuesday, the concerns outlined very clearly. We're going to take a break now.